Listeners, one and all, welcome to the Background Flow, instrumental hip-hop and experimental beats, hosted by your Negro, the Big Lab, and brought to you by the folks at www.flowinc.com.
So a buddy of mine used to be a waiter at this restaurant, and he was serving up a salad to a woman who had never apparently ordered a Caesar salad, because she didn't know that, you know, a Caesar salad comes with
romaine lettuce
and right. Some spicy dressing, and usually some anchovies. So this woman apparently didn't order a Caesar salad. She wanted your garden variety garden salad.
Like iceberg lettuce.
And perhaps she wanted more on it. She said, "What the F is this? Go get me some for reals lettuce. And put some chickens on there." Shoot.
Can I get a lot of confused, Robin number one? Yeah, number two.
Here we go.
Doing it to you in your ear hole. The Big Lies doing big
okay,
things.
Let's begin.
What's your name, boy? Say, nigga, you with the cake.
This cat named Todd Kelly.
Genius. Superior. Big creator.
You are in tune to 60 plus minutes of hip hop and soul. The Big Lies. Doing big things over here at FlowInc.com. Let's do it.
just the sound of the day, but in the morning the sound would seem a lifetime away.
Hey, what's going down, everyone? Darren Keith here from My Love for Music, and you're being relaxed with some of the best instrumental hip-hop and soul mixes right here with the man himself, Todd Kelly, at www.flowinc.com. So don't touch that scroll wheel. Let's keep it locked right here.
You are listening to the Music Lounge at www.flowinc.com. Worldwide Soul.
fresh with the Sunday soundtrack at vibesandscribes.com. Right now, you and me, we're in the mix with the Big Live from flowinc.com. Doing big things, real hip hop, universal soul. Peace.
Worldwide soul.
Detroit mayor. His name is Kwame Kilpatrick. He's been charged with perjury over a sex scandal. They call him charismatic. He's the charismatic black mayor of Detroit. He's accused of lying on oath that he did not have an affair with Christy Beatty, his former chief of staff at City Hall, and did not exchange confidences with her about a lawsuit. The charges were brought to the newspaper, printed a bunch of raunchy text messages apparently sent from Mr. Kilpatrick's city-issued pager. It's really funny because they did a news story on the television there, obviously, in Detroit about this whole thing. It's a big story there. Well, listen to the news guy trying to be all official and newsy, reading these transcript of the text messages with this Detroit mayor. Here we go. This is from some TV station in Detroit.
Detroit Free Press and News spent years trying to track down those secret messages. They reveal a relationship between the mayor and his chief of staff that was far more than professional. It was apparently filled with love and lust.
Yeah.
September 12, 2002, during the trip to Washington, D.C., Christine Beatty writes, "Can I just come and lay down in your room until you get back?" Kilpatrick responds, "Yes." The next morning, Kilpatrick, they were right outside the door, referring to the mayor's bodyguards. They had to have heard everything. Beatty, "So we are officially busted." Ha-ha. The mayor, ha-ha. Damn that. Never busted. Busted is what you see. Ha ha. Beatty. Ha ha. Damn. So they have to.
It's not the most damn awkward thing you've ever heard. Ha ha. Damn. Ha. Busted. Ha ha ha.
To walk in before you can see busted. Ha ha. The mayor. Hell yeah. Walk in. September 24th. Beatty writes, "This is one of those little things."
Yeah, don't forget, he is the hip hop mayor.
Yeah. Hip hop mayor.
Yeah. And he's charismatic. Black.
That dude can read.
According to the article.
Hell yeah.
Ha ha.
I had to tell you, last night when I was laying on your shoulder in the car, and you held my face and sang whatever song it was, that felt so good. It was just one of those little moments when you just made me fall some more. 2002. Beatty writes, "Okay, I'm feeling like I want another night, like the most recent Saturday at the Residence Inn. You made me feel so damn good that night. As you can see, I can't let it go." The mayor responds, "I feel that we can do that in West Virginia and just relax together. I need you so bad. I want to wake up in the morning and you are there. Make it happen. Love ya."
Holla.
October 16th, 2002, the mayor writes, "I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. Relaxing, laughing, talking, sleeping, and making love."
Instrumental Hip Hop, brought to you by The Big Lie, exclusively from flowinc.com.
www.flowinc.com. Worldwide soul.
One time for your mind.
Goodbye. What's going down? This is Fave from the Friday Fave Cast on FridayFaveCast.com. And you're listening to my man, the Big Lock, on FlowInc.com.
We'll be right back. Diva, the mixtress of R&B. Google me. But right now, you're listening to the Big Law of Flowing.com. You know what to do.
www.blowinc.com. Worldwide Soul.